Islamist hate preachers to be banned from entering Britain amid increasing extremism, report. By Kurt Zindelka on March 3, 2024. The UK is set to block radical Islamist hate preachers from entering the country following a shocking increase in extremist activity in the wake of the Hamas terror attacks on Israel. Immigration officials have reportedly been tasked with compiling lists of hate preachers and other extremists from countries such as Afghanistan, Indonesia, and Pakistan to bar them from entering the UK, The Telegraph reports. The government already has the authority under national security powers to ban entries of foreigners found to be non-conducive to the public good, such as those who have a history of preaching racial hatred or using violence or threats to undermine democratic processes. The reported move comes amid increasing concerns over Islamist violence in Britain as the politics of the Middle East have come to dominate discourse in the UK. For example, the Speaker of the House of Commons claimed last week that he was forced into breaking protocol during a vote on whether to call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas over concerns of violent reprisals against lawmakers. With nationwide pro-Palestinian protests, there have also been moves to increase security, including bodyguards, for members of parliament. It also comes as the Charity Commission reportedly found that radical sermons have been delivered by at least 21 hate preachers in mosques throughout Britain in the wake of the October 7 Hamas terror attacks. One example listed came from Sheikh Suhaib Hassan at the Tawheed Mosque in the Leyden area of London, in which he seemingly supported Hamas terrorists, branding them as believers, and allegedly claimed that those slaughtered by Hamas at a music rave in southern Israel were killed by their own people. Other sermons elsewhere reportedly heard preachers scold Muslims in Britain for not being prepared to wage jihad, praise Hamas for a moral victory against Israel, and demand for the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem to be liberated from the dirty, usurping and aggressing Zionists. However, some have criticized the Charity Commission for failing to make their findings public, with one source familiar with the dossier on extremism telling The Telegraph, within the counter-extremism community, the Charity Commission is seen as the weak link. If they are constrained by regulation or by low funding, why haven't they made some noise about it? We see these things happening again and again. Some of this stuff goes back decades. When are they going to raise their game? Most people should agree there should be some very solid red lines somewhere. In contrast to Britain, which seems unable or unwilling to deport hate preachers already in the country, last month, French authorities deported radical Tunisian-born Imam Majoub Majoubi just 12 hours after being detained over comments promoting terrorism. Meanwhile, the conservative government has also come under criticism for failing to recognize the threat of far-left groups, which have been accused of making an unholy alliance with radical Islamist groups. The government's independent advisor on political violence and disruption, Lord Walney, said that there is a gap in the government's understanding of damage that the anti-democratic far left can do. They are now at the forefront of the threat to our democratic institutions by manipulating protest movements, hijacking them with extreme illegitimate protest methods. This is one of the hallmarks of a number of far left groups, he said. Lord Walney said that while it was understandable for the focus to be on Islamist groups after the September 11 attacks in New York, he urged the government to devote attention to the threat from anti-democratic far-left groups given their unholy alliance with Islamic extremism, as has been seen during months of anti-Israel protests in the UK. His review called for political leaders in Westminster to refuse to engage with radical left-wing organizations that use intimidation to get their way, saying if you resort to these tactics, it's not going to work. You can't on the one hand be encircling and menacing someone's office, and then be invited in for a cup of tea and a chat. We need to do more to protect our democratic decision-making. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.